Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in LA. We were just listening to Brian O'Neill with his piece called Dreams in Color. Brian's out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and an amazing, amazing jazz artist, indie artist out there. You know, he keeps it real. I love some of the postings that I see him, you know, put up, because he just kind of keeps it real with the struggles of the indie artist, and that is not all glamour, even though he has, you know, risen above many of, you know, the other indie artists out there, just because he's put in his hard work. He's worked with some of the larger stars and all, but, you know, he by no means is where he should be or deserves to be. So, you know, this show, I did, L.A., are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for the introduction.
Cool. I got some rambling already, huh?
Hey, you got on your soapbox.
I know, I did. I'm so sorry about that.
Do your thizzle.
Anyway, I know we talked about it this morning, what we would talk about on the show, and I'm kind of going to switch it up. I hope that's okay with you. You know, I've been posting on online about the fact, you know, are you willing to invest in each other in 2010? You know, and going into talking about, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. And so I kind of thought, well, you know what, since that's something we talk about a lot, and I think that, you know, I think that we should, you know, really look at that, you know, as we leave 2009 and going into 2010, you know, as, you know, what we do here on the Mosaic Show is, you know, to create another platform for indie artists and a variety of indie artists. And so, the reason that I had started Flava News social network years ago was to create a platform over there for, you know, artists to come together online, you know, to be able to talk about, you know, their issues and struggles in promoting and marketing what they do, you know, to share information. You know, a lot of times people find out information and they want to hoard it. They want to keep it to themselves, you know, but I think that in this world, you know, you have to, you give and have to share and stuff. And so that's kind of the reason that I started the social network. So, you know, I think about this all the time. You know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. What does that actually look like, you know? And I'm hoping that we'll get some people calling in today. The number is 347-857-1189. Now, I'm a little curious because we do have a caller here, and I'm wondering if this is somebody that I know that possibly was going to come on as a feature. So let me check and see. Caller from the 253-868, you're on the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A.
That would be me. This is Q. This is Q.com in there.
I know. Hey, this is Q. Dot. You know, you never got back to me, my good brother.
I thought I did. See, that's the problem with using cell phones and using them for email. Sometimes it doesn't go through.
Okay.
So I thought I did, but that's okay.
No, that's okay. We'll still let you talk. LA, this is Q Dot out of, you know, the Oklahoma area.
What's happening?
What's happening, family? What's happening?
Oh man, just recovering from the Christmas weekend and good food and good family and all of those wonderful things that come with the holidays.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Since you're on the line, you know, let me find one of your tracks so that, you know, we can bring you in right.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
My eyes aren't so good. See, you just threw me all off. I wasn't prepared, Q Dot.
Oh, my apologies. My apologies.
Caught her unprepared this morning.
I know it.
So you saw some blog talk throwing whammies at you. Q Dot the threw one at you.
He did, because I'm like, okay, 253 area code, that's here. Could this be Q Dot?
Yep, that would
anyway.
be. All right.
For those of you in the listening audience, whether you're listening live, you're in the chat, or you come back and you listen to us in the archive, Q-Dot is one of our local hip-hop artists, and he's doing a lot of great things coming up. And so my son Michael had asked, well, I've had connections with Q-Dot too, but it honestly did come through my son Michael, and he talked to me about, you know, him coming on the show. And so with that said, I'm going to play music by Q-Dot.
Nice.
Yeah. It's that Super Midnight Q-Dot Deluxe. I got to do this for my people. 25 and up. You feeling good? Put that cruise on control. Let that window back. Let that seat recline. Put that top in the trunk. And only if you feeling good. I want you to just relax and sing along with a play. We do it like this. Come on.
I can't get enough of this music.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so good listening to it. Sure got me feeling kind of like sipping that blue. Come on, give it a try. Yeah.
And if you're feeling extra good, I want you to sing like this.
I can't get enough of this music. After this music, it makes me feel so good listening to it. Listening to it got me feeling kind of like sipping that blue.
Sipping that blue.
Come on, give it a try. Get into it.
Ain't even got a rap. Just do it.
are live with Q Dot, one of the Pacific Northwest hip hop artists, and that was his track called Music. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that particular track? Sound like we had a little Jimi Hendrix playing electric guitar.
it was one of those songs that I recorded, and I almost didn't put it on the album because I felt it was so different than the other tracks that were on Underground Railroad that I didn't know exactly where it was going to fit. And because I've been trying to find a way to introduce myself as more than just a rapper, so like all the little guitar solo played and stuff, I did all of that and I did all the beats and I sang the hook. And I almost felt like it was just too much of an overload. It was just like, okay, we know this guy, for those who do know who I am, as just a rapper and a beat maker. Here's this guy, he's singing, he's playing. But my boy convinced me, after he heard it, he was like, you got to put that on there. Like, that's you got to. And that's the exact reason why you have to do it, because it's so different. It's actually kind of refreshing to hear something like that. Like, and you didn't rap until 2 minutes into the song, which is just crazy, but you don't even realize it. But
yeah,
so that's kind of the background.
Yeah, I noticed that. But like I said, I started swaying and vibing myself on it. I was like, where's my L? Where's my L? I need a little yak with this or something.
So I know, right?
I was vibing with it. You know,
thanks, man.
So, Q-Dot, how's that scene out there in Tacktown? How's that scene, you know what I'm saying? I don't get down there often, so, you know what I'm saying? Let me know, you know, and the listening audience, let us know how that scene down there, that underground scene, that indie scene down there in Tacktown, how's that moving and grooving?
Well, to me, it's looking up, and when I take the whole Northwest region as a whole, it was kind of strategic that I would really kind of try to base myself in Tacoma as opposed to Seattle or any of the other cities, Portland or whatever you want to call it, in the Northwest, because it just the climate of the scene and the climate of the people down there. I lived right downtown for about a year and a half, 2 years, and unless you're there, you have no idea how into art they are and how into music they are and how open and receptive they are to things. And I looked at it from a business standpoint. I would highly recommend anybody going to Tacoma because of the things that's kind of gone on in the community as a whole. They're looking for something to grab onto. They're looking for something to kind of claim as their own. I mean, they've lost big companies like Russell's moving to Seattle. They're losing industry. So they're really receptive to anybody who's trying to do something progressive and something positive. And so you've got a lot of hip-hop heads down there who they're doing their thing, and just by happenstance of just the things that are going on, they're able to get a lot more shine a lot easier, which, I mean, you can take that to a Seattle or to a Portland or down to the Bay or whatever and say, hey, look, I got the city behind me, which it's one of those things that it's been real good for me lately.
That's good. So what's your type of, your compare and contrast, per se, from to the Tacktown movement, how y'all doing it down in Tack, and how you say, when you was up here in Seattle, can you see a little difference between the two?
There are, I think, the difference in there, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that Seattle, being the city that it is, there's a lot more resistance in place to any up-and-comer or independent artist that's just trying to get their foot in the game. It's a different way of doing things there, and you have so much competition. There's so many different things. I mean, a lot of people, you know, even in Seattle, don't really realize that, hey, this is a top 15 market in the country. Mm-hmm. Seattle isn't a small city by any means. So, I mean, it's tough. it's tough to get out there and really make some things happen. Like people always would say, you know, if you make it in New York or L.A., you can make it anywhere. But I think it's just the opposite. If you can make it in Seattle, you can make it anywhere for hip-hop. Because there's so many barriers in place. And when, you know, Nichols was in office, they put all the little ordinances on the nightclubs and this, that, and the other. And hip-hop's was kind of taking a hit in Seattle. Yeah. But Tacoma's always been really receptive, and I think that has to do with it being a military town where you got all these people from around the country coming in there. So it's like you got to cater to what they want.
Yeah.
And hip-hop is one of them.
Yep, that is true. So you think some politics play a part in the Seattle scene?
Oh, I think most definitely. I think the politics play just as big a role as Seattle's identity as being a rock town, you know, when it comes to hip hop. You know, it's, and there's a lot of differences there which I understand why there's some differences, seeing how the rock industry works and seeing how the hip hop industry works out here. So it's bad that it gets the knocks that it gets in Seattle. I mean, it's definitely growing. It's definitely doing its thing, even on a national level now. But at the same time, you know, there are all those hits and all those differences, and being able to see how the two kind of work separately, I can see why there's differences.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I follow you.
Yeah.
So, Flavor. You there, Flavor?
Yes, I am.
You got any questions for Q.U.O.?
I know that you have two events that you want to pub. So why don't you tell us about your events that you've got coming up this coming weekend?
Indeed. New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day. The first one is New Year's Eve. It's actually a nationwide festival. It's called First Night. And Tacoma hosts a First Night festival. And I'm producing the hip-hop stage. So I got about 8 or 9 local guys, mainly kind of from the Tacoma area, some from more up north, but mainly Tacoma, who are going to be performing. I got some Jerk Dance crews that are going to be coming down, Team Avengers, Sick With It, Misfits. They nasty. They going to do their thing. And it's kind of a, you know, who's who of the Tacoma hip-hop scene. They're going to be performing. There's Evergreen One, Rockwell Powers, who's originally from Alaska, just moved down here not too long ago. Stricken Crucial, they've been putting it down for a while in the town. Myself, who else do I got? This kid Josh Reisberg, who's super politically charged, but I think it's appropriate for the event. You know, he's going to be the firecracker of the event. And then the next night, I have an internet radio station relaunch party at New Frontier Lounge, and it'll be myself, Rockwell Powers again, and the Parker Brothers will be performing. And we got DJ Iceman spinning that night. So it's going to be two nights back-to-back in downtown Tacoma, full of hip-hop, good positive vibe. You know, anybody listening, if you're in the area, you need to come down and check it out.
No doubt. So what's the admission to both of them?
What's the admission? First night is $10 for adults, and $7 for 18 and or under 18. It's an all ages event. There's 21 different stages. Hip hop just happened to be one of them. And for the one at New Frontier Lounge, that's $5. It's a 21 up event.
Okay, so that's nice and affordable. You know, we ain't up. You know. We're not
right.
You know, we're not charging the big New Year's Eve prices. So please get
right.
What you got in this? You know, you're not throwing the $75 with a fake bottle of Cooks or none of that. Okay. You know, you ain't doing none of that with the fake bottle of Cooks or Ballotory. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
So, you know, definitely get down to T-Town and support Q-Dot and his movement, man. Please believe, you know, like to see a brother doing it, you know, like you said, you saw a lot of things how Seattle was moving, so he took that left route, went to Tag Town doing his thing, building his movement down there, much respect. So
no doubt, no doubt.
Get out there and support Q Dot and his movement, these parties, you know, like I say. Q Dot doing big things in the Dub Dime, as we call it. The Dub
Dime. You know? Yeah, that Dub Dime. I like that one.
So, you know, we put a Dub Dime so bad. I'm telling you, he's trying to get in, do it right. So definitely, you know, Flavor News is definitely going to keep their ear, you know, their eyes and their ears out on that Q Dot movement. And we're going to definitely keep everybody abreast on it. So, you know, please believe.
No doubt. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Well, and if you miss the information about his events, you can always go to www.flavornews.com and check out the calendar, because I've got the one event up for New Year's Eve, and my son sent me the other flyer, so I'll get that one up after the show. So you can find out more about QDOT's, you know, showcases that are taking place this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed.
I have a question for you, though, QDOT. You know, I, as my son, you know, has probably told you, and as, you know, you can probably tell by our interaction on the internet, I'm really big, and Flavor News is really big on supporting indie artists and trying to find different platforms to, you know, help get the word out.
Right.
I try to put the question out there, you know, are people willing to support each other to, you know, to make it, you know, work in 2010? And what does that even look like? So you as an indie artist, how long have you actually been at this?
Ooh, since, let's see, I left college, that was since 2003.
Okay.
2003, so, I've really been going.
So what would you say as an indie artist is like the biggest struggle, and, you know, what is it that you as an artist need to make your world work?
I think the biggest struggle that indie artists as a whole and even myself have had to encounter and deal with, the biggest one is perception. And there's that perception that because you're independent that you are lesser than. That your talent, that your ability, that your organization must not be of the same quality of those of the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that that's been kind of a long-standing industry-wide thing that I've seen, you know, even a lot of the businesses that claim to support or offer services to indies, they find a way in their wording to make independent seem as though it's like a minor league. And it's really not, because at the end of the day, I feel like an average fan is not going to buy your product based on who you're affiliated with. It's not about necessarily your label or the label status. It's having to do with the marketing. It's having to do with that word of mouth. It's having to do with the catalyst all firing at once. And I think that's the biggest difference when you see a lot of the indie releases versus the majors. The one thing that the majors have on the indies is that they have been able to master the art of getting all the catalysts to fire at the same time, as of where an indie artist may only be able to get radio play at one given time. Then the next month they're going for press at one given time. Then they might be able to scrounge up some money and get a video shot. That's a couple months down the line. And then they start to put together some shows here and there in between there. But if they could get that all together firing at the same time, because it's all a matter of frequency and how many times people get to see you. If you can bombard them the most, then, you know, that's who wins. And it just so happens that that's what the majors seem to be able to do with most of their releases.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the biggest thing for me and for other indie artists is continuing to educate themselves and find ways to get out there on that same level of exposure that will be able to entice an average Joe Blow to say, I need to go pick up that album.
So what do you think that looks like then?
Oh, it could, I mean, I don't think it looks any one way because everybody's mission or everybody's goals are different. But I think it's just a matter of, I don't know, it's like I can say for me what's kind of worked is making myself look as though I'm bigger than I am if it's supposed to look like something. And that just so happened to be when the whole Grammy thing came about. That was kind of a thing where, whoa, this guy looks as though he's in that same realm. You know, he's in that same, he's not any longer just a struggling independent artist, which even though truthfully I do struggle still. You know, I think it's just a matter of being able to place yourself as an artist or a label or organization in a particular light that says to an average person that, hey, this is worth checking for. Mm-hmm. And that could look like anything. I mean, it could be getting a video out there on TV. It could be getting play on radio, be it internet, satellite, or commercial. It could be getting a write-up in a magazine, or whatever that may be. You know, all of that feeds into that entire pot, in my opinion, of having that perception as though, you know, you are somebody that's worthy of checking for. Mm-hmm. I think there's a ton of different recipes for it.
I think one of the things, too, Flavor, is that as far as like Q Dot was saying, as far as the major and the independent, when you independent, you have to be, you know, much more strategic, you know, because it's not that big of much room for error. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had that one opportunity to get your shine, and it can't be no, you know, you got to keep your momentum. You got to sustain the momentum. You
exactly.
Know, you gotta think outside the box. You have to, in my opinion, you have to, you know, maybe, you know, initially, you know, touch the home front, you know what I'm saying? Touch the home front, let them know you're there. But when you go off, you know, venture from the nest. If you can make your name outside that nest, you come back, then that's when it's good. That's when, you know, you just took it to another level because they respect you.
Right.
They figure, okay, he done went off. He done went off to say, you know, the Bay Area doing his thing. Now he's coming back. Then they like, oh, you know, he's official now. You know, he's
right.
And then it's just about, and then like, and then also like what you said, Flavor, it's about branding yourself, making
mm-hmm.
that brand, making
mm-hmm.
that brand official. Because if that brand uh-huh. official, it's gonna do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying? If that brand is official, and they know. You put out this quality product, and you sustain. You don't fall off. You know, you gotta keep. You know, some people might think you get that one lick and they cool, guard down,
mm-hmm.
relaxed mode. You can't be relaxed mode. You gotta always. You know, you gotta. You all, and then you the underdog. Every game, you the underdog. No favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never favorite. Even though I'm at home, I'm underdog.
That's
you
right.
Know, you keep that mentality. That I'm always the little dude. I'm always the dude that getting picked on. And you gotta keep that. You keep your guard up, and you stay focused. And you concentrate on what you do. You concentrate on when you don't take all the, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, the outside, you know, criticism, which is, you know, good in a sense. But at the same time, if you, you know, convinced on your product and your strategical plan, execute it. Stick to the script, as they say. Don't waver.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to your script, and everything gonna do what it do. And you gotta have, you know, you gotta have your nice team. You gotta have your nice team. You gotta have people that, as we say, play their position.
If you're a point guard,
don't I don't need you in the paint trying to post up.
He needs me, you know, but he knows he gotta pay me coke.
No. Oh. Hey, you got to clarify that coke thing.
Okay.
Straight coke.
Coke.
I can do that.
In the red can, you know. Mama said it works for coke.
Just coke. No 2 liters, just the cans.
I like the cans.
Okay,
like
no 2 liters, just cans.
You put them in the fridge and they get so cold and they're so crisp. That just, oh my God, you just don't know what a cold
I had to save you with that one, Flavor, you know.
I have to I forget sometimes other people are listening, you know.
yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so before we forget, Q-Dot, why don't you put it out there and we'll ask you again at the end, you know, how people can find out more about you. Links, emails, whatever information it is that you
want
to put out to the public.
Indeed. I'm all over the net, so you can always check out the Facebook. That's facebook.com/Q-Dot with the number one. MySpace.com/Q-Dot Music. Make sure you spell out the dot for Q-D-O-T Music. I have Twitter, I am Q-Dot. And I just started a little blog on Blogspot, so it's imq.blogspot.com. So that's it. I mean, those are the main ways to reach me. If you want to hit me on an email, you can hit me at qdot@trademarks.com. And trademarks is spelled a little funny, not like you would think. It's TREDMARKS.com. So those are the best ways to get a hold of me. I'm a Facebook hog. I'm on there all day. I'm on there now. So, you know, I'm there. You can always reach me. Any questions, want to grab the album, it's on iTunes, Rhapsody. You can buy it from me directly through PayPal. If you hit me up at one of those links, I'm donating 10% to charity. So there's an incentive there, you know. And it's pay what you want. So the more you want to pay for the CD, then the more we'll be able to give to charity.
Wow, that's amazing.
There you go. I like the setups, Q-Dot. I like the setup, baby.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I will have to say, I'm so glad that, you know, even though I didn't know that you were calling in, I'm glad that you did, and I'm glad that my son, you know, connected us together. But
me
I have
too.
To say that I'm really impressed with the fact that, you know, it appears that you put a lot of thought into it, you know, that, you know, as the years have gone by, after you decided to step out on faith, I would imagine it was stepping out on faith, you know, to become.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, but you've put some thought. You've sat back at points probably and watched and listened and said, okay, that doesn't work. We know, let's try this, you know, come up with different game plans. So, I think that clearly you have a business mind that goes along with the artist in you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Which I think is a benefit, because I think there are a lot of artists that go out there just kind of glorifying this whole thing of being an artist and say that they're working off a passion.
Right.
You know, but if you're putting yourself out there, you're putting money into having a book made, or you're putting money into, you know, creating a CD, you're paying, you know, for studio time or whatever, that costs money.
It sure does.
The reality is you are doing it not only because you have a passion and a talent, but you're also doing it to make some money. And for some reason, that money thing appears to be such a taboo thing. But I think that, you know, from just listening to you, you know, you've thought it through, and you continue to think it through, and you continue to find, you know, creative ways. And it sounds like you've made some really good, solid connections, too, you know, like Flava News, you know.
Indeed. Solid one. That's right.
Another question for Q-Dot, and it's kind of out of left field, but I just want to get his take on this. Like, Q, if you was to read an article, and we're not gonna get a publication no shine, cause I ain't bigging up nobody but Flava News right now, so I'm kind of selfish. But
I can dig it.
If you were to read an article and you saw a line in it that says black hip hop, what was your take on that beat?
If the line said black hip hop, that was the headline.
Not the headline, but that might have been in a sentence.
And it might have been, if my take on it, I'm going to be surprised if I see that. And I'm going to be surprised. Now, go ahead.
Actually, if I can get your email from Flava, I'll email you the article.
Really?
Kids yourself. But I'm
okay.
I just want to get your take, because it's definitely just a live article. I emailed it to Flavor. Actually, Flavor could email it to you after the show or whatever, so you could see it yourself, because we don't make up nothing here.
Right. Wow, that's
so we don't speak
that's,
on. But if you was to see that, and mind you, the word black is italicized.
Huh.
So I just want to get your take on that. If you was to see that.
It's already shocking that it's gotten to a point where somebody somewhere has felt the need to fragment art into race, especially music, especially hip hop, where it may have started out as kind of a black thing majority when it was first cracking off. But I mean, here we are 30 years in, at least, and you've got all cultures, races, ethnicities, backgrounds participating in hip-hop. So I don't, and it all seems to be the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty bold that somebody would actually come to a point where... Now they're putting a race on it.
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, we definitely will get that article to you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing that.
Yeah, but I know it was kind of left field this one. So, we gonna reel it back in.
Okay.
But I just wanted to get your take on that and see what
you
say, if you know what I'm saying. So. Definitely Flavor. We're gonna get that article to Q
Dot.
Okay. So
we'll
can, you know what I'm saying? So we could so he could see that what's going on and how things are, how things are kinda, portrayed and how people say it's not one thing, but yet still try to throw the little, little jabs in every now and then,
Yeah.
Saying? We pulling up skirts right now. So that's what we do. If y'all gonna talk on it, we gonna respond to it.
Right. That's interesting.
So with that said,
I think we'll go to another piece of Q Dot's, and this is Super Fresh.
So outrageous, still independent, yeah, I'm so courageous. In the Northwest, where I'm so with the rages. Cool as the Rat Pack, rap Sammy Davis. See these goodies and shoes, that's good behavior. Keep strapped like a Velcro fanny pack, just for the haters. League so major, freaks wanna creep, so they leave 96 from their MySpace pages. Did a lot of things they said couldn't be done, being from where I'm from. Yeah, the sun don't come, but it rains, so rain or shine. My rain's gon' shine, let it rain. Like Sean Kemp, man in a bomb hemp. Nah, I don't smoke pimp. Dead t-shirt on my frame hanging just like a portrait. I am lame, homie, that's some horse. See what I'm saying? I ain't playing, homie. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my shit.
Go smooth, fine, go crazy, go cock on the left, go crazy, go super fresh, go here, go super fresh, go here. Go smooth, fine, go crazy, go cock on the left, go crazy, go super fresh, go here, go super fresh, go here.
Back in the cut, kinda like peroxide. Chicks in the yard wanna see how I ride. Still in the cut like Neosporin. Chicks trip when they see what it is I'm sporting. Look here, mistress, you can't get this for your boring boyfriend. For sure I'm boiling, he just simmering. I'm just glimmering, reciting, spitting what he should be listening. And on, and on, but I ain't bad, dude. Kind of my side, boo. Bless you like hot chew, you know how I do. Yeah, yeah, like a pap smear, how I get up beside you. I mean, do what you will. You ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this.
I'm just doing my shit. Go ahead, spy, go ahead,
go ahead, go ahead,
I make them say it like cowabunga. Get up in their head like a Cali brother. You nice as me, that's cowardunga. Bulls, Cuban, a fool since way back elementary school. Raw when I represent you for president. Ooh, but see, I am no Barack Obama. Get between them teeth and bedrock your mama. Yeah, I'm cool, but this is hot like Thomas or Bahamas. Throw up the peace like the Dalai Lama. Look, honeycomb, little honey, I'm on. Yeah, I am the beeswax. Believe that. Stacking high notes like some T-Sack. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear.
Go ahead,
we are live with none other than Q Dot, hip hop artist out of the Pacific Northwest, and that was his track called Super Fresh. Q Dot, tell them again where they can maybe. You're on Reverb Nation.
Say what now?
Are you on Reverb Nation?
You know, I don't think I am.
Okay, you know
I
what?
Might be,
you
but
need to get on
I might need to get on that. I need to get on that. Let me get on in and see what Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about Reverb Nation.
You need to get on Reverb Nation. But is there some place online that they can go and listen to your tracks?
Oh, boy. There's Lala. I like, man, iTunes. Not necessarily the whole track on iTunes, but the MySpace, the Facebook page of mine, you know, Q.1 on Facebook and Q.music on MySpace. But to hear the whole tracks, I would do La La because I've been able to get some good streaming capabilities off of that website.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm definitely looking to this Reverb Nation like ASAP.
Do that. I'm a big fan of Reverb and it's just a good way of promoting, and you know, you can even sell your tracks off of there and this and that. So it's a good look. So Mama Flava said so.
Okay, well I'm doing Mama say so. I gotta get on it.
That's right. So before we go any further, I want to just give a few shout outs to the people who are live in the chat room. Much love and respect out to you, Lady Blue, out of Pennsylvania, to my girl Stan out of Winnipeg, Canada, and just for those of you, beautifully human in the chat room is actually my daughter Tamiko. So say hey, Tamiko.
Hey,
anyway,
Tamiko, what's going on, girl?
And Kula just entered the chat room from Dallas, Texas, an amazing visual artist. So I want to thank all of you for coming through. I want to thank everybody who's listening live to the show and to those who listen to the Mosaic shows and the archives. I have to tell you that we so appreciate it because when we go back and we check the numbers, it's overwhelming to see the number of people that come through and check us out after the fact. I also ask that we spread the word for you, spread the word for us, because this is all about creating a platform for the indie artists to have another way of being showcased. As you can tell, you know, L.A. and I are from the Seattle area, even though he's a transplant from Louisiana. You know, we're up here in Seattle, so we have the capability of bringing somebody like Q-Dot on that none of you would ever have the opportunity, you know, necessarily to get exposed to. So this is a good look to be able to share artists from our own hometown, you know, with other places across the United States and across the globe, as we are also able to share of you, you know, with people right here in the Pacific Northwest. So I want to thank everybody who's tuned into the show. Unfortunately, there's one particular song that I did not download, and I have a reason, which maybe is not a fair reason, but I did not download Q-Dots just because the song just makes me laugh just thinking about the name of it. But since I didn't download it, I thought I would ask him about it. He actually has a song called Frog Legs and Chicken or Fish Frog Legs.
Frog Legs and Fish Grease.
I'm like, this is not real. You know, I'll be honest with you, I haven't even listened to the song all the way through because I'm like, he did not. Like, is he from Louisiana? Like, what? How did he come up with a song called Frog Legs?
Does he even want people to take that seriously? Flavor, and keep Dr. Fizz. Hey, Frog Legs, hey, that's some good eating, though.
I gotta let you know that I am from here. I was born in Tacoma. I was raised here. This is home, but my family is from the South. My dad's side of the family is from Louisiana. My mom's side of the family is from Kentucky. And so I'm the youngest of five boys. I was the only one that was born and raised here. So, I mean, they're definitely it's some reason for Frog Legs and Fish Grease. Most definitely. I got Southern roots, so it all coincides. So I get the same response. He went, well, you made a song called Frog Legs and Fish Grease. What is this about? But the truth be told about that track is that's a really, really, really old hook. It was something that, well, I was a part of a group in high school called the Black Diamond Click. And one of our first songs we recorded as a group was none other than Frog Legs and Fish Grease. It was a totally different beat, totally different concept. But I was like, man, I got to bring this back out. I got to bring it back out for that very reason. I knew it would get that, huh? What is this? What is this Frog Legs and Fish Grease about? So there you have it.
I'll have to download it just so that you can hear it, and you know, I promise I won't laugh or whatever. I'll be curious about it. If I knew you were coming on the show, I would have downloaded that for sure. But you know, it's still a good enough topic to talk about. So what do you what are your goals for 2010, Q? And you know what? Since Mama Flava works for Cokes, you know, what is it that, you know, Flava News can do to help support you? You know,
well, I think it's
red cans.
I think in 2010, it's going to be a lot of good collaboration going on between us because there are some things that I'm working on that it's really my kind of true mission in staying independent and staying along the course. Like, for instance, the guys who run the internet station with me, we've all come up with the idea of not this January, but the next, of hosting the Northwest Urban Music Awards. So right now we're just kind of trying to find a particular venue to put that on. And it'll be another type of thing where, you know, be right in line with what you guys are all about. With exposing independent artists, exposing hip hop music, that, you know, it might not necessarily be readily accessible to the masses. And in 2010, I think that's what it's all about. Is I'm of course continue to make good music, and I got a couple other projects that I'm working on, another Underground Railroad, and there's something really, 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 really big in the works with the actual Underground Railroad Museum in Ohio. So I should know something about that, and I'll let you know as soon as I know. But yeah, it's just about, for me, it's being able to build a sustainable industry, helping build a sustainable industry for urban music in the Northwest to survive. You know, it's not necessarily just, because we have a lot of tools that support it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we need something that is going to be sustainable. It's going to always be there. The support, it'll just be automatic. And it's something that I got exposed to. A brother, my older brother, one of them, he does music as well. And he works with the Jimi Hendrix Foundation. And being around that and being able to go to the rock labels like Sub Pop or Kill Rock Stars or whatever these other indie rock labels is that they have built that for their artists. You know, a rock artist could sign to Sub Pop Records in Seattle, Washington, and not ever have to leave the Northwest and have a sustainable career doing shows and getting radio play and getting exposure right here in this region. Now, they all generally go far beyond that, but that's what's needed, and we need those types of things. And you know, being a part of the whole Grammy Award thing this year got me to thinking that, well, for one, you know, there are other regions of the country that have regional hip-hop shows, and I know there's a West Coast hip-hop one, and I think a couple years ago there was a Northwest one, but it's no longer existent. And we want to definitely do that and put it in the light where we can try to be the bridge between, you know, the average consumer and these artists and labels. And I think that's where the biggest disconnect is at. It's not necessarily finding, you know, the people who can support. It's being able to get in front of the people as much as possible so that way they can be educated, they can be exposed, you know, without necessarily having to go to MTV or BET or the traditional method. Yeah, that's great. If we can all get on MTV, BET, cool. I'm not knocking that at all. But, you know, the path of least resistance is generally the most successful one. And we have, you know, organizations like Flavor News and, you know, the internet radio platform and mm-hmm. this award show and all of that that's going to be, you know, going to be helping out in 2010 and beyond. So that's the whole goal for 2010 for me.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to add. We are implementing options. You know what I'm saying? We're giving the people options. We're giving you options. We're not trying to force feed you. We're not trying to make you eat black eyed peas if you don't want black eyed peas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're giving you options here. We're giving you options here. You know what I'm saying? A change from the norm. You know, people be, you know, so quick to say, well, we don't have such and such here. We don't have such and such available. Or, you know, I'm tired of going through these people because of whatever. You know, whatever it is. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now you can't say, well, we don't have that type of platform. You gotta, you gotta look for it. And, you know, the word of mouth, spread it.
That's
you know,
right.
The platform is here. You know, people like Q Dot, you know, Flavor News, we offering those platforms for you. So utilize
exactly.
Utilize them. You know.
Yep.
Utilize them.
And I think the biggest thing too is. Not necessarily the biggest thing, but another thing that with that, I hope that through what you guys are doing, through what we're doing and what we could do collaboratively or with anybody else that's a part of this, is the artists have to understand that in order to get something, you have to give something. But you have to give it sincerely. If you're not necessarily helping your community, in this case being the hip-hop community, move forward, you know, then chances are you won't move forward. You can't just, like you say, in the last segment, a lot of artists go off of, you know, I do this for the passion, you know, and they're just glorifying the fact that they're an artist. Well, you know, that's all well and good. But, you know, even the biggest of artists, they have a cause. They have something that they stand on and the reason why they're doing their music and the reason why they're in the position they're in. And I would like to be able to shed some light, you know, to the artist that, you know, this thing is bigger than you just you getting on the mic and rapping or you getting on the mic and singing or you getting on a keyboard and making a beat. It's great that you do. But, you know, what is it doing for your community?
Mm-hmm.
You know, People will always support you if you support them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. And at the end of the day, it's the kids that's going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We could, you know what I'm saying, we could decipher, you know what I'm saying, what we want to do, what we're not going to do. We at that age, but when the kids get it, you know what I'm saying, the fresh minds, and you infiltrating the fresh mind with the foolishness or whatever, then that's, you know, that's what we serving them. That's what they eating, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if we serving them good food and good stuff that they could build on, you know what I'm saying, because it's getting, you know, gradually getting washed away. You know what I'm saying? I see, you know, I'm 35 years old, you know. So it's like a lot of things that I see and I know the way I was raised. I know the 20, the 21, 25-year-old, they're not getting that same thing. You know, everything
right.
changed, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about, it's a certain, we have to find a way to, like I was listening to an interview, you know, a couple of months ago, and how the guy was talking about, like, when he's, you know, sitting down, you know, he chilling with his son, you know, he pulls out the records and the music that he was raised on to let him know, you know, this kind of music was, you know, this is what I was raised on, and this is the kind of music, you know, you need to be reintroduced to, you know what I'm saying, like the old, you know, Teddy Pendergrass and the Earth, Wind, and Fires and, you know, all over
right.
the world, you know what I'm saying? So some of these kids, they think, you know, music started with, you know what I'm saying, you know, Cash Money.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, I totally hear you.
So, you know, it's just like we have to let them know that, you know, for one, you know, it's a lot of history. Once they know the history, that's the thing is that history. They can go to history and they get reintroduced to that history, then they can see that, okay, it ain't always just this. It's more to
that's
it
right.
than just this. So
that's right.
You gotta definitely know about that. Let them, you know, let them know about that history and stuff like that. And, you know, it could be okay. It could be
yep.
okay, I think. What do you think, Flavor?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I think that, you know, I think that Q-Dot says something that you know, is worth, you know, kind of touching on a little bit more. I mean, the reality is, you know, if you go out there and you try to do this on your own and you think this is all about me and you don't support other artists or other people and what they're doing, you know, that you're, I think you're going to struggle even more. But if you become a part of, you know, if you are an artist and there are other artists that you, you know, appreciate their talents, appreciate their hustle, whatever it is, so, you know, get out there and support them too. It's a good look, and it's just, you know, you know, doing for each other helps build. When you're out there just it's all about you, then you're alienating yourself, you know, and you're not going to necessarily get the love that, you know, maybe that you deserve or whatever. So, you know, that's why I had put it out there, you know, are you willing to invest in each other in 2010? And I'm not necessarily saying money-wise. You know, invest can look, you know, in many ways. You know me, I'm the queen of the hitting the share button. You know, I'm the queen of, I'm not only just on Facebook. You know, there's so many other networks that I'm trying to help get the word out about the people that I'm affiliated with, either over on Flavor News social network or, you know, the private clients that I have that I work with. You know, I'm not always just sitting there on Facebook, yet I appear to have it up all the time. You know, but if you believe in somebody, you believe in their talents, you love it, then help spread the word. You know, it's just like, you know, you say, oh, I like, you know, Jones Barbecue. Well, if somebody's driving past Jones Barbecue and, you know, over here off of Rainier, they'll say, huh, you know what? Susan said she liked that. Let's stop and get some.
That's right.
If somebody said, oh, you know what, do not go to Catfish Corner, they give you small portions, they charge $25 for a little plate. You know, you drive past Fish Corner, you're not most likely going to stop because you'll say, huh. So the same thing goes when it comes to an indie artist. You know, we keep taking money. You know, many people take their last money to put into a mainstream artist pocket.
Mm-hmm.
you know, buy their CD, go get your hair and your nails done, and then spend $75 for a ticket for the rafters, you know?
Right.
Spend your baby's diaper money, your rent money, whatever, you know? And you keep making the mainstream artists rich when there's somebody right there in your own hometown or somebody that you've connected with over the internet that is just as amazing. You know, the mainstream artist once upon a time was an indie artist.
That's
They got people behind them to help push them forward, and then they got noticed by the right person to get out there. You know, then they didn't have to work on, you know, paying, you know, Lady Flava with Cokes to be a part of the street team, you know. They have big dogs, you know, they could pay for the big advertisements, you know. Lady Flava only plays for Coke, so, you know, hey. But, you know, but it's, I just really want to encourage everybody, you know, to get behind, you know, somebody. You know, listening to Q-Dot, I'm impressed. I have to tell you, baby, I'm impressed. I'm glad you were able to call in and spend some time with L.A. and I because, you know, you're not talking out the side of your neck, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, and then listening to your music, you know, you're putting out something fun, you know, and stuff. And you know, I was listening, you know, my daughter, Tamiko and Brittany and, you know, at times Mariko and stuff, you know, get on Pandora or something, you know, on the internet and listen to music and stuff. And, you know, just thinking, you know, thinking about those artists. You know, there's a few indie artists from right here on Seattle, from Seattle that are on Pandora. But it's like, you know, man, if we could, you know, it's like it felt like that was going to be my goal, you know, is how to get more indie artists on Pandora so we could listen to them. But, and that is a goal of mine to figure out how that happens. But,
yeah, I just got accepted into Pandora last week, speaking of which.
Okay. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's just, man, this is my passion. You know, Q-Dot, I know I'm new to you, you know, but this is just, you know, this is what I live for. You know, my kids are grown. You see, all my kids, I'm a grandma now, you know, so my kids are grown. This is what I do. My kids will tell you I sleep with my laptop, you know, so. If I don't feel like getting out of bed, I'll be on, you know, on the laptop working on something, you know, or posting something. You know, I will be honest that I'm wheeling it in. You know, I'm not going to be so free with my support to just everybody on earth because I just don't have the time. You know, LA and I are doing big things for 2010, so I ain't got time to sit there and just to post for anybody, especially people who don't even appreciate the fact that I'm posting for them.
Right.
You know, I'm so excited about 2010. I'm so excited that, you know, I had the opportunity to, you know, for you to come on the show tonight. And, I mean, just think about it, you know, to those that are listening. You know, Q-Dot and I became connected through my son, Michael. You know, so, I mean, even just there, you know, for Michael to mention to Q-Dot about me and what I do. You know, and for it to go there. I mean, it's just, you know, that just shows you, you know, word of mouth is powerful, even if it's your own kids.
Yeah, it is. It is extremely powerful. It is extremely powerful. That's, and, you know, when you were mentioning that about the businesses, you know, going up to Jones or whatever, or Catfish Corner, it's funny because I don't tend to listen to a lot of just radio, period. So, I mean, I do listen to radio, but I listen to, like, the jazz station, like 88.5 or the classical station, just to kind of separate myself from being overloaded with hip-hop all the time. So I would generally hear about something new from people that I know. And I promise you, 9 times out of 10, I'll end up buying that CD, unless it's just something that's just like, oh, you were tripping. But they'll say, hey, man, I got, you know, I'm a big Busta Rhymes fan. And even lately, I haven't been checking for it. But a friend of mine who I've known for a while, somebody I trusted, said, hey, man, I heard this new remix with Busta Rhymes and Ryan Leslie and yada, yada, yada. And immediately, I went on iTunes looking for it, and I got it. And it didn't take me having to go to MTV or wait for the video to come out. It was word of mouth. It was a trusted source. It was people that, someone that I knew. someone that I respect their opinion, and I didn't even hesitate. It's extremely powerful. It's extremely powerful, and it's worked for me with Underground Railroad, because it's not like I've had a whole ton of, you know, advertising behind it or anything, but, you know, people just telling other people about Underground Railroad and kind of the story behind that, and that the music is good, and this, that, and the other. It's gotten a lot of sales for me just through that, more so than, you know, it's probably comparable to when people found out, you know, that I was on that little Grammy ballot. It would have been just as powerful. And, you know, that goes to show you got the Grammys on one end, which is huge. And I didn't even get nominated. I was just on the ballot. And then you've got word of mouth, just people having conversation. I would highly recommend that. I'm a second that. You know, people hear something you like, tell somebody about it.
That's what's up.
So we have a question in the chat room, Q Dot. Lady Blue out of Pennsylvania is asking, how did you manage to get on Pandora?
Well, the process was, it's really easy. It's really easy. You go to Pandora's website, go to the frequently asked questions, and there's a little tab that says, how do I submit my music, or how do I get my music on Pandora? It will run you through a questionnaire, and here's the trick to it is you have to set up an Amazon vendor account, okay, and you have to have a barcode for your music. So if you don't have a barcode, if you have a digital distributor, or if you go through disc makers, you can buy a barcode. They're maybe $10-$15. You get a barcode, and then you'll send it in to Pandora. You'll have to set up your account with Amazon. Amazon will ask that you fill out all these different questions, and then you send them a copy of the CD, and Pandora will get that confirmation. You send the CD back to Pandora. Within a few weeks, you're on in their system, and people can search for you. So it's not hard at all. It really isn't. Yeah, it's actually quite easy. It's just a little time consuming. That's all. You got to probably sit out about an hour to fill out all these questions and paperwork and set up your Amazon account and do all that jazz. But then, the added bonus to it is now you have an Amazon account. And, you know, you can sell your CDs directly through Amazon.
Right.
So, you know, and if you want to sell other CDs, you can, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what's up.
Good info. Appreciate you sharing that.
Good info.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, Clavo got to get into our song, man. You know, we got to give him our song, you know.
Okay, so, Q-Dot, we have a theme song for...
Really?
For Flavor News, and so LA is going to play that for us and give a little explanation. And...
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. Let's get into it.
This is, you know, what I already said, you know, this is my song for 2009, Flavor song as well. So this is I Love My Life for Black Stacks. Here it is.
Change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Y'all, that was I Love My Life by Black Stax. Telling you, early that, 2010. Be on the lookout.
That joint is incredible. That song is incredible right there, man. You know, I've been a fan of Black Stax. I've kind of had him on my radar. I've been trying to, you know, I got a festival that I'm putting on in downtown Tacoma this summer in June. And I really want to incorporate the soul music cats that are, you know, doing it. And they've always been on my radar. I just started booking bands for it. I got a lot of hip-hop acts. I got a lot of rock bands. I want to get into that soul. I got to get Black Stax on. Black Stax, if you are listening to the show, holler at me. I need you for this festival. It's called Grit City Fest, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. We highlight Northwest music and artists, visual artists, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be something that I got to get them on for that, indeed.
That's what's up. But Flavor, you want to touch on a little bit of the your love for Black Stax?
Well, you know, I have to add you to my little list. You know, Q-Da, I'll be honest. You know, I'm kind of new to the hip hop thing. You know, of course, you know my kids listen to it, and I don't necessarily pay too much attention. I'm not a big fan of like the ones that have a whole lot of cussing or, you know, things like that. But
indeed,
you know, as LA has come into my life, you know, I'll be honest. He's a great teacher. He's a great mentor. Even though, you know, he's like 14 years younger than me, he's taught me a lot. And the one thing that I appreciate what he's brought into my life is educating me on the real story and the real culture of hip-hop.
Right.
You know, so in the very beginning, you know, I was listening to Professor Griff and things like that.
Ooh.
You know, so just very interesting to me because it's something that I didn't really have an understanding about, you know, and it's something I'm still learning and growing, but I appreciate, you know, I tell LA this, you know, that I believe that I can learn from young people, you know, and you know, I'll be honest, you know, I kind of had this concept of what hip-hop was that I didn't have a respect and appreciation for. So having L.A. come into my life, and then from there, you know, he's like, Flavor, you got to listen to Black Stax. You got to listen to Silent Lamp. You know, you got to listen to Black Aries, you know, and so I've been introduced to those particular groups. But Felicia Loud, oh, my God.
Yes.
You know. That's who, you know, sings the solo on I Love My Life. Oh
yeah,
my
she's the lead singer of that group, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
I thought so.
And she's got such a soulful voice. You know,
really?
I could just listen
really?
To her.
Everybody.
And, you know, the thing that I appreciate with the music that LA's brought into my life is there's true messages. It's not only just about the beat. You know, there's just true messages about it. And, you know, I've gotten to know Yidam's second person. You know, I'm getting to know LaRue from Black Aries and, the individual artists. And just, you know, being around them, you know, they're like everyday dudes, you know, just really into family and life and, you know, progression and, you know, and stuff. And it's something so very different for me. So, yeah, so now I can add Q-Dot to that.
Yeah, I am honored for that.
Yeah,
indeed.
I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you, if y'all don't know, you will know. That's all I'm gonna say. Q-Dot doing
well,
big thing. The collaboration is gonna be sick in 2010. I'm telling you, fucking trench strap up tight.
Well, And, you know, to put it out there, for those of you that don't know, you know, the Flava News doesn't only consist of just, you know, the Mosaic Show. We have, you know, our social network, which is flavanews.name.com. We have a website, which is, of course, flavanews.com. And I really, you know, encourage you, as L.A. would say, is to bookmark flavanews.com, because we've got our event calendar. We feature a specific artist for the month. We have, you know, our newsletter is off of that site. We have the Art Emporium, which is growing. L.A.'s got his JB Worldwide clothing line on there. I've got my bookstore on there, and then we're going to have, you know, some more product coming in 2010. You know, we've got, we have Flava News TV, so we've got some videos up on there that L.A.'s been creating. And we've just got a variety of things. We've got a feedback page. We'll put some kind of questionnaires up from time to time to get your feedback on. And I just, you know, really encourage you to bookmark that and just stay abreast of everything that we're doing. Then, of course, you know, we have the monthly newsletter that goes out at the end of the month, where generally I feature 3 to 4 indie artists from around the world. And on that particular page, you know, I also list a variety of online radio shows from Sunday to Saturday. And then, you know, then we've got the Mosaic Show on Wednesdays and Sundays. So, you know, we have a variety of ways to try to, you know, feature the indie artists. And I'm just going to have to put this out to you. July 7th is my 50th birthday. July 7th. So you got to mark the calendar. For anybody that doesn't live in Seattle, you know, we're going to look into some airfare and hotel accommodations. Lady Flava is having a big hip-hop bash for her birthday.
Hey. Hey.
Well, let me know, because my birthday is the 5th. I'm trying to be there.
Oh,
okay.
That's right.
We put TNT and C4 in the roof, because we blowing the roof off it.
That's right. That's right. We got to do it super big.
We blowing the roof off it. I'm telling you.
Indeed.
We've already
ugly.
My daughter and my adopted son Billy, they've already made arrangements for the venue. So,
nice.
Yeah, we're going to do it big. Lady Flava's bringing in 50 years old with hip-hop.
Yeah, I'm telling you. The C4 and
nitroglycerin
in the roof. We blowing it up that night, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a shindiggy big.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So, yeah, you know, there's some people that are saying they're going to come from out of state. But, you know, if that's not possible, because I know money's tight and stuff like that, I know that we're going to have just plenty of people right here in hometown. So.
We might be streaming it to them, you know what I'm saying?
I know
we might just have to take it to that level,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right. You might have to.
So it's gonna be like I say, Dub Dime is really getting it in on all angles. You see,
right.
See the type of people that's coming on the show to show support. The people that's really trying to put marbles together and really trying to collab. So I'm telling you, man, that's what we have to do. We have
right.
to, you know, put the marbles together. You know, find them genuine friends, them genuine people that you could build with. It's all about building.
That's right, man.
Keep that in focus, and I'm telling you, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. And like I said, I'm very appreciative that Q-Dot was able to find time and, you know, saying come on here. And, you know, it was. It kind of caught us off guard, but see how we flow with it. We still flow with it. You know what I'm saying? We make it do what it do. You know, you put a hurdle in front of me, I'm going to jump over it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to just fall over it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. We adapt and we overcome. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what it's about. You know, somebody else who wasn't prepared would have been all over the place. But you know what I'm saying? We flowed right into it. You can't even tell that Q Dot wasn't even scheduled to be featured on the show today. But we made it do what it do. That's what we do over here. That's what
right.
we do.
That's
we
right.
professional.
After the show, I'll send you my address so you can send me a six pack of Coke. Okay.
Okay, that'll work then. That'll work then. We'll do that. We'll do that. It'll come with a ribbon on top, you know, with a note from Santa saying it was late, but it's all good.
The wrong turn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You should have hooked the left on 23rd, but you know, he hooked the right instead. Ended up down there and down in Renton or something, you know.
And I'm right here behind Martin Luther King Memorial Park trying to wave.
Yeah, I know where you at. I know where you at.
Yep, that's where I am. So, you know, I'm looking for that six pack of Coke.
Six pack of Coke. Get it in.
My son Michael is in Atlanta. He'll be returning on the 30th, but I'm going to have to give him big hugs for connecting us with you.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed.
I thank you again, my brother, for just coming on.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And sharing that light.
No doubt, man. Anytime. I'm always there for whatever it may need to be, because I know it's all in progression. Everything's moving forward.
And another thing, I'm gonna drop that line to Stax about that thing this summer. So yeah.
Let them know, man. I got some definite. And there's a few. I mean, that's one that's definite. We've already got the venues booked. Sponsors are getting on board with it. But there's a couple other ones that I'm working on outside of that, and the little award show that we're trying to put on. So, I mean, there's going to be some opportunity for people to get down, you know, and for people to get on and get exposed. And, you know, that's a good thing about Tacoma. I'll also add before we get ready to get out, is that it's really, really big on indie culture down there. You know, it's one of those towns where if you're right downtown, you'll notice there's not a whole lot of even big box retail. There isn't. It's all independent owners, clothing shops, coffee shops. Everything's local, everything's independent, and it's the same thing with the music scene. So they're really into it, they really support it. So that's why I'm kind of choosing to do a lot of events down that way. Now for the awards, we'll probably take that to Seattle, but in terms of these festivals, you know, Tacoma's a good spot. The people are really receptive. So if any artists are listening, do get with me. Black Stax, got to get them on, that's for sure.
That's a done deal. That's a wrap, as they say in TV land. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
To plug out the socket, we loading up the van.
That's it.
Yeah. So you going to take us home, Flavor?
Yeah, we've only got 1 minute left, so I want to thank everybody who came out to the show live, whether you were in the chat room listening live. I want to thank those that come back and listen to the archives. I love you, Javon. Thank you for showing up, Javon.
Shout out, Javon.
And Q-Dot, I so appreciate the fact that you were able to come on the show, even though you surprised us, and the knowledge that you shared and your passion. You know, we can feel
that
you have a passion, you have a talent, and you're a businessman, and I have much respect for you. So just, you know, keep us up on what you're doing, you know, and we'll help you put the word out, you know, over you know, all the little, you know, entities that have to do with Slava News. So,
indeed.
With that said, for, you know, our Wednesday show, I'm going to upload, you know, Frog Legs and Fish Grease, you know, so we can check out 2009 with, you know, that.
Get your hot sauce
out. Dance that goes with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your pranks out.
Going to make a dance to that. So, anyway. With that said, Q-Dot, thank you so very much for coming
on. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
definitely, it. Definitely. So, all right. Goodbye.
All right, y'all. Have a good
Radio
one.
Land.
Hey. Good night, world.